don't know. It's just, I don't know whether we want them or not. I got to think it through, yes?
8-4-9-0.
What did you think about the acting attorney general thing? What did you find out?
Well, yeah, it's a little complicated. I think it would be justifiable to do the following, to have an acting for 30 days, and then at the end of the 30 days to redesignate him as acting, because the Senate will then not be in session. And when the Senate's not in session, I think you can do it. Now, the statute that's in point there with respect to this particular route refers to a vacancy occurring while the Senate is not in session. But the theory here would be that the statute embraces a vacancy occurring in the position as a result of the expiration of 30 days in which the fellow has served as acting. There are no legal complications that would result. The only problem is one of whether you'd be criticized for a strained interpretation of the law. In other words, there's not a chance that anything that the acting cabinet member did would be held to be invalid by reason of the operation of these statutes.
So your thought would be that, well, suppose the Senate's not, suppose the Senate is in session at the end of 30 days.
Well, then it'd be a little more, it'd be bending the statute a little more to let the fellow continue. But I think that what you could do is to, if you wanted to, is just to designate this fellow as acting. And probably Hubert tells me that he thinks they're going to be finished here in 10 days. Incidentally, I talked to him about this committee matter, and our Philadelphia friend, I'll report on that to you in a second if you want me to. I think the chances are that the Senate will be out of session. You can use that power.
I don't believe it will be in 10 days, but maybe in 30.
30. No, I'm not talking about 10 days. I'm talking about 30 days.
I hope that's right.
So now I talked with Lee. He was on, Lee White, he was on his way somewhere else, and he's just made a very, taken a very superficial look at it.
All right.
I'll talk with him again if you want me to.
All right.
Now, can I report to you about Hubert?
Sure.
Well, after I talked with George this morning, I was very upset about Mansfield and the press indicating that what he was talking about was trying to find out the right committee and going to consult with Dirksen on the right committee. And I think that's a hell of a way to go about it. And so I took the liberty of calling Hubert. I couldn't get Jim Rowe. And told Hubert that the position that they ought to take is that this is a charge of a law violation and that the Senate oughtn't to muddy the trail and that the FBI ought to go ahead and do it. The Senate wants to investigate it. They ought to take it up in an orderly way. And they can't possibly do that right now. That this is a matter that might very well be considered as to whether the Senate wants to investigate it at the next Congress. And he said he thought that was fine. He'd go to work on it.
Well, now what you better do, you better find Jim Rowe wherever he is, just have the White House operators stay on his tail and say, listen, my friend, the Rome is burning, and you get your ass on down here and get up here and take care of this thing. I've got to sign this to you.
He's on the shuttle from Boston coming in to attend this luncheon at the White House.
We don't have a luncheon.
It's a reception.
It's reception. What time?
4:00.
4:00.
Yeah, well, and I couldn't get him through his office. They said he was taking a shuttle and would probably be late to the reception. He left Massachusetts and went to Boston and got the shuttle.
Well, 4:00 is the reception.
Right, so well, I'll ask the White House operators to keep on his trail. I told him yesterday that if he wasn't coming down yesterday, he ought to talk with you because he thought it was urgent that he come down yesterday. But I'll do my best to reach him.
Okay, I think that how are we going to be sure that they don't complete their report over there before November?
Oh, yes, sir, that's right. And we've just got to stay on their tail over there. And I'll talk with Nick this afternoon. I'm going to see him about another matter, you know, Walter's matter.
Yeah, I think that what you better do is find some things that they ought to talk about, like they ought to go into the tax angle of rentals pretty well.
Yes, sir.
I think that you ought to ask them to go and talk to Burns again about this magic thing, kind of open it up a little.
Yes, sir. That's a good idea, and I'll do that.
Let him just say, now, a lot of people are asking why it is that you just talk about Baker. Why? What about Burns? Let's see why they haven't proceeded on why they haven't made a case there. In other words, they're talking about making a case on Bobby because he may have gotten a fee for something and then talked about some bank charter.
Yeah.
Burns is a member of Congress, and he introduced a bill to pressure them and all this kind of stuff. Maybe they ought to interview him and let them know, let the Williamses know and the Burnses know and the Dirksons know that they are conducting a little interview.
Yes, sir.
And if they open a hearing, if they're going to be called.
Yes, sir. I'll get into it.
And what Jim ought to be told is tell Mansfield that they're going to call the Burnses and they're going to call everybody here. We're not going to sit there and just let it be a Democratic hearing.
No.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Up there.